Dr. Peter Saunders is the director of Care Not Killing Alliance. Good morning to you. Thanks for coming on.
Good morning.
Morning. Would you like us to have suicide clinics in this country one day?
Absolutely not. And as a doctor who's looked after many dying patients, as a general surgeon, and also as someone who's experienced difficult deaths in my own family as well, nonetheless, I feel that this is not the way to go. This whole question of changing the law to allow assisted suicide has been looked at by over 10 times in the last 15 years by British parliaments, and on every occasion they've blocked it. And the last attempt with the Maris Bill in 2015 was defeated by an overwhelming majority of virtually 3-1, and it was because of concerns about public safety. A change in the law is opposed by every major disability rights organisation in Britain, and the major doctors groups like the BMA, the Royal College of GPs, the Association for Palliative Medicine. And the bottom line is that having looked at this situation, parliamentarians, disabled people and doctors, the conclusion is that there's no safe system of assisted suicide and euthanasia anywhere in the world, that inevitably you'll get collateral damage and vulnerable people being put under pressure to end their lives. You just can't legislate it safely.
But no system is ever perfect, is it? And the system we have in this country at the moment is, as many people would argue, far from perfect. We have people suffering at the end of their lives in a way that they don't want to suffer. I mean, that's not right either, is it?
No, but it is part of life that there is disease and death, and we do our absolute best. And in fact, the overwhelming majority of people, once they experience good palliative care, do not want assisted dying. They want assisted living. And so our key priority has to be able to make the very best care much more widely accessible and available so that people's symptoms are met. And we're not just talking about physical symptoms, but physical, social, psychological and spiritual needs as well. The overwhelming majority of people with terminal illnesses, including even, you know, nasty neurological things like motor neuron disease, they don't want assisted dying. And but the bottom line, as I've said, is that if you change the law to allow it, you inevitably end up putting pressure on vulnerable people to end their lives out of fear of being a financial or emotional burden upon others, and you risk people being very steered very subtly towards assisted suicide because others have an agenda there. Not safe to do it.
But the British people that have gone to the likes of Dignitas, and I understand it's once every 8 days a British person travels to Switzerland to one of these clinics, are you suggesting that none of them want to end their lives?
No, there is a small and vociferous and determined minority of people who would like the law to change, and some people do go and end their lives. But at one every 8 days sounds like a lot. But consider that in Britain, every year, 500,000 people die. So we're looking at a minuscule proportion and the point is that those who are going to Dignitas are not going with diseases that are any worse than those who are choosing to die naturally with good palliative care. It's much, much more about the person and how they value their life.
Don't want those people to have that choice. So, for example, if you have a particularly proud person, and we spoke earlier to a gentleman whose father had died, and he said things like, I don't want someone wiping my bottom. I mean, many of us who are fit and well, we think the same. We think, well, I don't want to become completely reliant on somebody else for my care in that way. I would find it humiliating. I would find it just too much to bear. And those people may well be very proud, and they may well want to die before nature takes its course. Why do you not want those people to also have rights here?
Well, in a free and democratic society, we recognise that there are limits to human freedom, and that we that's why we have laws. Laws are there. Every single law will stop some person doing something that they desperately want to do. But it's a question about the balance of harm. And as I say, when parliaments in Britain have looked at this, they've decided on the basis of what happens in other places like Oregon and the Netherlands and Belgium, places that have gone down this route, that there's no safe system of assisted suicide that won't inevitably mean that people get exploited and abused.
Could we not create the first safe system? Are you suggesting our doctors and our medical professionals cannot be trusted to create the first safe system in the world?
I'm saying that the evidence of history and the evidence of jurisdictions that have gone down this route is that it's not possible to create a system where people won't be taken advantage of and won't be exploited or abused or put under subtle pressure. And the problem is that the so-called right to die can so easily become the duty to die.
Dr. Peter Saunders, thank you very much indeed. Dr. Peter Saunders, Director of the Care Not Killing Alliance.